Welcome to the Tiny Morbid Fantasies podcast with your hosts, Andrea and Sophia.
This is a podcast of short stories based on our everyday tiny morbid thoughts.
Thank you for joining us today for the episode featuring listener submissions.
If it's your first time, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back.
Tiny Morbid Fantasies is now available on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. So today's episode is going to be listener-submitted stories.
I'm really excited. Some people responded to us.
I know. We see you.
Yeah, thank you.
But I'm going to go first, and I'm going to start with Lisa's story, if that's okay with you.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa.
All right. So for Lisa, it's most of them were really short, which is fine. But yeah, it's just basically telling us what their shower monster experience was. And I have one that is... It's not exactly a shower monster. You'll see.
Okay.
All right. So this is from Lisa. She says, my story starts back when I was in high school. I had just gotten home from field hockey practice. I grabbed my towel and a change of clothes, and I put them in the bathroom. The curtain was closed, and looking back on it, it's rarely closed. But I didn't really think about it at the time. I was sweaty, exhausted, and just wanted to shower. I pulled the curtain open so I could preheat the shower, and I screamed, like a dramatic, blood-curdling scream. My little brother was in the shower and leaped up growling like a crazed dog. I swear I tried to murder him that day, but he got away. Since then, I can't have my shower curtains closed, not even a little.
What a jerk.
I would have killed him or attempted to kill him as well.
Oh yeah, I would have like full on swatted at his face.
Like my biggest fear is something jumping out of the shower at me, but to physically have something really do it
nope.
is so much worse.
Get out of here, brother.
So thank you, Lisa. Sorry about your brother.
Is he still alive? Did you murder
him? Yeah. Do you want to go next? We can do like a little back and forth.
Yeah.
All right. Who you got?
This one? I forget her. Actually, yeah, she wrote a whole letter. It was cute. Hi, Tiny Morbid Ladies.
Aww.
My name is Kira, and I wanted to write and share a story of my shower monster. My partner and I were recently house hunting and found the most gorgeous Victorian three-story townhome with all the charm you could want. This girl fell in love with the stained glass in the stairway, landing window, and the clawfoot tub.
Ooh,
okay, I'm with you.
Understandable.
Yeah. The last owners put a lot of work into the house, and it was basically move-in ready. Of course we bought it. I was so excited to use the tub and take a good soak. Honestly, I couldn't wait to get in there. Before we moved in, I bought myself a little care set with a bath caddy that goes across the tub to hold a book, candle, and even a glass of wine. I stocked up on bath bombs and face masks, you name it. Your girl was all set to get her self-care on. We took about a month to comfortably unpack, and I found my care kit. I lit tea candles and put them all around the bath and sink area. I was all set with my bottle of wine and my shows queued up on my iPad, and I dropped my super fancy, colorful bath bomb into the tub. It was so nice to get in there and enjoy myself that I blissed out and just stared out at the wall. Drunkenly, maybe. Don't judge. I may have closed my eyes because all I know is that my eyes focused on a face in the corner of the mirror. I lost my shh and screamed my face off. Talk about a relaxing time to myself. My partner came rushing in to check things out and make sure I was all right. I'm not sure what I saw, but I'm pretty sure we have a creeper ghost in our old house. I haven't been able to fall asleep in the bath since then, but I wasn't gonna let those bath bombs go to waste. You know the ones I'm talking about. P.S. I love your content. Thanks for letting people share their stories.
Aw, thanks. Thanks, lady. Thanks,
yeah,
Kira.
Kira, that was...
Didn't mean to say it at the same time.
No, it's okay. Kira.
This happened.
I don't know what I would do in that situation. You handled
get
it
get rid of the
well.
Mirrors. Get rid of the mirrors.
Yeah.
That's what I would
and
do.
Close the door every time you take a bath.
Yeah, I can't be in the bathroom with the door open if I'm in the shower.
Really?
Yeah, no. Just can't do that.
See, I need it open. I don't know why. But for me, like, it's because I can straight shot see the stairs.
I need it closed so if someone is trying to break in, I can hear them open the door. Versus I'm just sneaking in and waiting outside of my shower. That's just me, though.
No, it's...
Me thoughts.
You know, I have a direct line of sight to, like, the top of my stairs, so if somebody came in
and, like, that's even worse. What are you gonna do? You're, like, wet and naked. You can't run.
Oh, I got scissors in my bathroom. I cut my hair.
Okay. Because I didn't know. I'm just like, that's a weird weapon of choice in the bathroom.
I mean, you know, and I think I have hairspray. I don't really use hairspray, but I might. Anyway.
My plan is if someone breaks in, just turn the water up really hot and then, like, turn the shower head. Just use hot water.
That's
pro tip.
Pretty genius.
Scalding hot water.
Okay. I'm here for it.
Alright, so enough of my weird shit. Let's go.
We have one more? Okay.
So I have two more.
Ooh, okay.
Do you have one? No.
I just had the one.
That's okay. I feel like I hauled all the stories.
No, I guess because I was checking the email and you were checking the Twitter.
And we just wanted to kind of keep them as a surprise, so we, like, separated them.
Yeah. No, it made the most sense. Oh, well, send them to our Gmail.
So, all right, so I have two more. These are a little bit more supernatural sort of stories.
Oh.
Which I'm also into, even though it scares me.
Should
it's
I apologize fine. To these people?
It's not bad. It's okay. Not like they're haunted, but maybe. Mm. All right, so I'm going to start. Might be haunted. Light some sage. Put a salt line down. Okay, so the first one is going to be from Shannon, which I think it's a boy.
Oh, nah, okay.
Maybe.
You know what? Shannon's one of those names.
Shannon a boy?
We don't know.
I don't know. So this is going to be from Shannon, and they wrote, So they were, where are we? Okay, there we go. So Shannon wrote, so this is my story. It's not a shower monster story, but in your episode, you talked about mirrors and Bloody Mary, and it reminded me of this time when I was 12. I was dared to do Bloody Mary. I won't say the name again because I know how you feel about that. So I was locked into the bathroom. I spun around 3 times while saying her name each time. I hate it. This is the one thing I can't do. Bloody Mary. And it just makes me think of it. And I said her name anyway. It's fine. There were words in between. I will admit, I am afraid of Bloody Mary. Not going to try it.
Girl,
no thanks. Why would I?
Stop.
Okay. So I said,
clearly, I'm on edge too.
I know. I said her name 3 times and spun. Wait, I said that part. After the 3rd spin, I must have knocked something off of the door because I felt something brush against the back of me and I scared myself. I let out a small yelp and I heard laughing coming from the other side of the door. So yeah, that's Shannon's short and sweet story about saying that name 3 times in the mirror. Apparently you're supposed to spin. I do remember that being one of the variations, and she's supposed to appear. Mm-hmm. But good news, there was no mention of anything appearing. It was just something brushed up against them. Probably like a bathrobe or something,
okay.
My guess.
Alright, so maybe like we could put this in the urban legend category.
So yeah, not quite supernatural, that's urban legend.
But if you know someone who died doing Bloody Mary, and the circumstances weren't necessarily based on the saying of those words, then, you know what? Submit that, because we also want to know that as well. We're sorry that you lost a loved one, possibly.
Should we go into supernatural thing? No. I don't want to be a supernatural podcast.
I think
I love them, but yeah. I don't know if I want to be one.
I think we can do it tastefully. I mean, I had a ghost story.
Oh.
Art Deco, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, that was, like, a fictional story about ghosts. I meant, like, the real paranormal stuff.
Oh, real ghost stories. Okay.
I already listened to a ghost podcast, and I was like, I can't handle this some days.
Yeah. No, I think we need to use our discretion with it.
Okay.
I don't want to say no, and I don't want to overdo it, but
I'm going to say no.
Okay. All right. We are a team. We'll discuss it.
Okay. last story. This is from Amber. So Amber writes, usually when I'm taking a shower, my cat Cannoli would sit on the ledge. Every now and again, he would tap my leg and meow. This was almost our daily routine. He would do it most days. He passed away 5 years ago, but every now and again, I still feel him hitting my leg when I'm in the shower. And that's the paranormal. Sort of paranormal, but I think it's kind of sweet. It's like your old cat, just like, hey, I'm okay.
Imagine if
had
like
a good shower.
No, but imagine if they were like a renter and the next person like gets random cat bats. Or the spirit follows her.
Yes, I was about to say I would hope her ghost cat, which I don't know if I said the name, but Cannoli.
Yeah, you did. It's so cute.
I would hope that Cannoli would follow her.
Yeah.
That was cats do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that was Amber's story of her little shower ghost cat monster.
Thanks, Amber. That was, I mean, is it adorable? I don't know. I wouldn't
say
it's
adorable. I wouldn't feel, I know I have this thing about being touched in the shower, but like if I had a cat that did that, or even a dog, and then they died and it still happened, I'd just be like, aw.
It's like comforting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with ghost pets.
Okay. Well.
But, thank you for your submissions. Yeah. We appreciate it. So, if you like these stories, you can check us out on Twitter at TinyMorbid or on Instagram and Reddit at TinyMorbidFantasies.
To be featured in upcoming episodes, send your stories to TinyMorbidFantasies@gmail.com.
If you have any questions or comments, you can send those too.
Till next time.
Keep it spooky.
Like a pirate ship appearing in the fog, even though you're miles from water.